You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, so our next story here is really, really cool story. So, I mean, just like all of us that are out there that are Browns fans, you know, how often do you say, hey, you know, you bleed orange and brown, right? I think we all relate to that. Anybody who's a Browns fan can relate to that. Now, put yourself in a situation where you're a kid growing up here in Northeast Ohio, and you find out you have cystic fibrosis when you're very, very young, which is a lung and pancreatic disease that used to be the number one killer of kids throughout the United States, genetic killer of kids throughout the United States. So now you find out you've got this when you're young, and so now you've got to struggle with it for the rest of your life, but you try to excel in life. And so Nick Kelly is a guy from Euclid, standout wrestler, standout baseball player. He's been fighting it, cystic fibrosis, his whole life. Somehow along the way, he found out that Jarvis Landry was coming to Cleveland. And when he found out that Jarvis was coming to Cleveland to become a member of the Browns, he called the Browns office because he knew that Jarvis had this thing called Jarvis Jam down in Miami and did a ton of stuff for cystic fibrosis. I didn't know why Jarvis did all this work for Cystic Fibrosis Foundation to try to find a cure until yesterday, until Nick Kelly and Jarvis Landry yesterday were together. And Nick got to go to the Super Bowl pregame festivities and hang out with Jarvis.
Nice.
What a great story.
Yeah.
But let me take it to the next step.
Okay.
So now all of a sudden they're saying, Jarvis, hey, we want you to be on the Jim Rome show on CBS. So he's like, okay, cool. Jarvis sits up on the set. He goes, let me bring my buddy Nick from Cleveland, from Euclid, wrestler, baseball player, kid with CF, now probably in his mid-20s, fighting every day. So now up on the set, you've got Jim Rome, you've got Jarvis Landry, and you've got Nick Kelly, the kid from Cleveland. And this is what happened on the set yesterday as Jarvis got a chance to give Nick a very special present.
Your inspiration, man, your inspiration. And I know it's been a journey for you, you know, but I got something to add to that journey. Super Bowl tickets for you, for you and your sister. I got two tickets for you guys to go to the game.
Oh, my God.
What a great story.
That's sweet, yeah.
What a great story. And so Nick is on the line with us from Atlanta on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Nick, man, how you doing? How you feeling? And what a special day it was yesterday, not only to be a part of the festivities with Jarvis, but now you've got two tickets to the game on Sunday. What a great story.
Man, I am living the dream. It was an amazing experience. Just everything was so surreal. You know, I was coming down here from what I was told just to have a 30-minute meeting with Jarvis in a room, just us. It was just going to be a quick conversation. And next thing I know, they're like, hey, you know, you want to go on the Jim Rome show? So I'm like, of course. Let me make sure I'm pretty first. And then after that, it was...
How'd that go? Did you get that taken care of?
Oh, yeah. You know, I had to make sure. And then... You know, I even though I look young on camera, I'm actually 31. So
wow.
I might look in my mid-20s, but I'm 31.
All right.
So I was sitting there, and we're getting to talk about the city I love, Cleveland, and a cause that's really important. And then, you know, I'm like, that's good enough for me. And then when they gave me those tickets, I was speechless, and that's hard to do. It was just the unreal. This whole experience has been surreal.
Nick, congratulations. That's pretty awesome. How about the interactions with Jarvis? How's he been?
You know, the one thing I can say about Jarvis for anyone in anything is he's truly genuine. It's really hard for a lot of people to understand and stand by what they mean. You know, and Jarvis is one of those people. He was really humble, soft-spoken, but he truly cares. He means what he says. He's doing this because he truly is passionate about it. You know, it wasn't for the cameras. It was for the people who are affected by this disease. And that was the thing that made this most important. The tickets, don't get me wrong, are amazing. But the fact that they were coming from a place that he's like, we are literally in this together, that's what the thing about Jarvis that meant the most.
Nick, when he gave you the tickets and I watched it yesterday, I was in tears. I think not only because the love between the two of you guys, that you could just feel that it was just so genuine, that he just wanted to make you and your sister so happy, and that, you know, he understands the struggle and the fight that you have every day with cystic fibrosis. But also to have cystic fibrosis, you know, touch him in a part of his life, I'd never heard that. Always wondered why he was so active in the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. But then to find out that, you know, his girlfriend, and maybe you can explain the story a little bit better, that his girlfriend when he was younger had CF, and that's really been his driving force.
So, yeah, his story with CF started with his high school girlfriend. Her name was Maya. Her and I actually have a lot of similarities. She was diagnosed at 3 months old. She was a high school honor student. She was a dancer. She helped tutor him. And then while she was helping tutor him, they became close, dated, and helped him all throughout his high school and collegiate career until she passed away. So it was one of those things. He got exposed to this disease really early, and he was able to see the hardships that it and the tolls it has on the families, the loved ones. And so for him, it was one of those things that he understood what it was like to deal with this disease.
Nick, what are you going to do on game day? What's the schedule looking like?
So for I've been all through all the activities, been going through all the – there's so much to do down here, and it's been unreal. You know, I've gotten to see NFL legends. I was next to Saquon Barkley and Deion Sanders. So I plan on just experiencing everything it has to offer. And on game day, I'm going to find myself some good wings because us CFers love to eat. So I'm going to find me a good wing. I'm going to talk in my group chat and get all of our predictions, you know. And then after that, it's going to be game time. And then I'm going to sit here and watch what I know is going to be an amazing game.
Hey, Nick, just to backtrack just a little on you and you being an athlete. Weren't you all state at Euclid wrestling? Is that what you said?
Yeah, so I was actually in I got ranked in the state two of the 4 years I wrestled at Euclid.
All right, and so you play baseball too. Tell me why, because, you know, we sit here and we talk about cystic fibrosis and people are like, what are you talking about? And, you know, I always come out and just do the generic, it's a lung and pancreatic disease. But how is it different for an athlete who's in high school that I think most people can relate to that are listening to us? Why was your life different with cystic fibrosis, trying to be a top quality high school athlete and still living with cystic fibrosis? How is your day different than anybody else's?
So the things I always like to tell people about CF and really to understand is CF is such a daily grind because it never turns off, and you get those generic lung and pancreas disease, but what they don't tell you when you sign up is that CF affects everything. I always like to joke and tell people I'm either the healthiest sick person you know or the sickest healthy person you know. As in addition to the lungs and the digestive system, I have kidney disease, liver disease, 18 food allergies. So I had to manage so many different things. I take on average 37 pills a day, not including my treatments and insulin. So those things, being in high school, having to manage my health, manage my studies, and managing my training schedule was something that not only pushed me to be better, but it forced me to be better.
Nick, hey, thank you for sharing your story. We appreciate it. Did you see any celebrities while you're down there?
I've seen a whole bunch of football celebrities and a lot of the guys, you know, on the ESPN or like the news broadcaster. So I've seen a lot of those guys.
Awesome. Nick, thank you again for sharing your story. Best of luck. Enjoy the game. And hopefully I'll see you around here when you come back around to town. Thank you, Nick.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys having me.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.